السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. نحمدہ ونصلی علی رسول الکریم، اما بعد. Since the beginning of Ramadan we have been discussing احادیث of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم on اخلاق. And I mentioned very clearly that something that is really lacking in the ummah of Nabi علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام. And all of us are part of that ummah. Unfortunately, whenever we talk about the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we look far, far away. Whereas we all are part and parcel of that ummah. So whatever we are doing also reflects. It's not that only somebody far away doing something. So we have to look at our own akhlaq. I must look at mine, you must look at yours, and listeners must look at theirs. We must not point fingers at other people and believe that we have passed that stage, that our akhlaq is now supreme. Our akhlaq and our character and our morals and our behavior is such that it attracts people towards deen and Islam. We must not think that. We must look at our own akhlaq, our own character, where is our weakness, where is the shortcoming, and make nasihat to others with wisdom, but considering ourselves as the weakest link of that ummah. So today we do one hadith sharif. An Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha qalat sami'tu rasulallah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam yaqul إن المؤمن ليدرك بحسن خلقه درجة قائم الليل وصائم النهار أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is reported to have said, حضرت عائشہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ reports this hadith. She says, as a believer, on account of his akhlaq, his good character — I have discussed to some extent what this good character is all about, but we will continue. This is the theme of this month: good akhlaq, good character. All our problems are emanating from there. That our relationship with people is defective. We don't have that kind of character that is required and necessary to build up good relationship with people. Now those people, whether they are our parents, whether they are our children, whether they are our wives, our neighbors, or whoever they may be, our customers and clients, our bosses, our employees. The thing is that this is where the problems are emanating. That we forget at the time when we are in some authority, some position. As soon as we find ourselves a little stronger than some other person, then we forget that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is great. Allah ta'ala is the greatest. Allah ta'ala's power is above all persons' powers. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if he has given some authority, then the person must not abuse that. But these days there's no question of even being in authority. It's no more that a person who's got some kind of position, then he talks in an arrogant manner or misbehaves or shows very weak akhlaq. Even those who are young, those who are children today, they behave like fathers. There are so many parents, they have to tell the children, "Mere baap, please keep quiet now." Hey, mere baap. Parents have to tell the children. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, I'm giving just the explanation, that a mu'min, a true mu'min, a true believer in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then not through too many nafil namazes, not through too much of wazifas, not that the person stands, as I say always, on his one leg and reads 100,000 times some tasbih in some jungle. Not through those things. Those things are optional. If a person does it, he will get reward. It is for the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala that a person is told that he must read little extra nafil namaz, make some zikr, some tilawat. But those are optional ibadat. If we have a person who has been given some kind of responsibility, is employed to do a certain job from 8 to 5. Now he doesn't come from 8 to 5. And after hours then he comes and he sweeps the veranda outside, he washes the window pane and he stays guard outside the shop where you already have some guards. Now if you ask that person, why didn't you come from 8 to 5? He says, no, but didn't I stand the whole night outside your shop? And didn't I sweep the veranda, all the filth that was thrown on the pavement there, I cleaned everything out, I did this, I did that. What would you say? That first you must do what you were supposed to do. After that you do whatever you want to do. If you say you love me and you like me, so then all those things were optional. If you did it, well and good. So what is obligatory is that our akhlaq, we must behave in a manner that is befitting a Muslim, as ordered and instructed by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that is compulsory. It's an obligatory duty. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that the person through his good akhlaq, he reaches the stages, he reaches those stages which a person gets, or those rewards which a person gets by standing awake in prayer the whole night or fasting the whole day. A person who is keeping nafil fast and the person is standing awake the whole night in prayer, the type of reward that that person would have got, the type of sawab he would have got, or those stages that he would have reached, this person through his good character and good behavior and good akhlaq, he reaches those stages. Now look at how simple and easy Shariat is. It is how we behave, how we react, how we talk to people, how we approach the different issues of life, especially with wives, because they are the first targets of our abuse. And the wives also, the husbands should be treated with respect, with dignity. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given them a certain position. So they should be both ways. You can't clap with one hand, as they say. There must be respect, there must be love, there must be compassion, there must be understanding. Then those homes will become, believe me or not, it will become Jannat on earth. Because what is Jannat? Where a person will find sukoon, a person will find peace, there will be harmony, there will be unity. Now of course we cannot get exactly Jannat, because in this world there will be some kind of grief and pain and sorrow that will come, whether we like it or not. A person is very pious, very God-fearing, and he's got excellent akhlaq also. It doesn't mean that now he won't suffer any kind of grief, no pain, no sorrow. Somebody is going to die in his family. His wife will die one day, his son will die, his daughter will die, his mother, father will pass away. Some accident will take place, some wars will take place somewhere in the world, something or the other will affect, we are not talking about that. But in his own home, when he is going to go in there, he will find sukoon. So that will be through good akhlaq and through good character. Mawlana Ashiq Ilahi Rahmatullah Alayh, Muhajir-e Madani, he was made hijrat to Madina Sharif and he passed away there in the month of Ramadan on the 21st, I think. He says, Achi khaslat wa aadat jise naseeb ho jaye, to use dunya aur akhirat ki khair mil gayi. The person who gets good akhlaq, he got the best of dunya and akhirat. Dunya aur akhirat ki usko khair mil gayi. He already got it. He got the khair of dunya and the khair of akhirat. And what is the dua that we always make? Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana. وَقِيْنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to make this dua extensively. So in there we are asking Allah ta'ala for khair fi dunya and khair fi al-akhirah. So he says the person who's got good akhlaq, then that person has already got khair in this world and khair for the akhirah. Not screaming, shouting and putting up a performance all the time. That doesn't get a person khair fi dunya and khair fi akhirah. In that kind of attitude, he loses his wife, he loses his children, he loses his neighbors, he loses everybody. And then he finds himself alone after that. because of his character. And if he has good character, then everybody becomes his, except those who are full of hasad and jealousy. Well, that will remain. The Nabis of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had enemies. Allah ta'ala mentions in the Quran Sharif that every Nabi, they had enemies. He says, we made them. So sometimes those enemies are for our islah purposes. They make our islah. They don't allow us to reach cloud nine, as they say. They make us remain on the ground. Because if everybody showers praises, then this person can sometimes become over-inflated. His ego becomes inflated. And he can slip. He can destroy himself in pride and in ujub. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala creates some people that will be critics. No matter how much right you do, but they will criticize. Which wali of Allah ta'ala was free of criticism by some people? So we don't have to worry about that. We have to worry about our relationship with Allah ta'ala. Is that correct or not? If the whole world calls us good, but we are bad, then the world's calling us good does not make us good. And if the whole world tells us that we are very bad, but we are good, our relationship with Allah Ta'ala is good, our relationship with our families, with our neighbors, with our society is good, then if all of them put together say to you are bad, it doesn't make you bad. So the relationship with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that has to be correct. So he says, through this akhlaq, this person has got khair fil dunya and khair fil akhirah. Best of both worlds. Nowadays they manufacture some bread, they write the best of both. Brown flour and white flour mixed. So you get the best of both worlds, they say, in eating that bread. So here in akhlaq you get the best of both. Best of dunya, best of akhirat. In fact, the akhirat is made in this dunya. The akhirat, the hereafter, if we want khair in the hereafter, you don't have to go to the hereafter to make that khair. We don't have to go to the hereafter to make that khair. Where are you going to make that khair? The goodness of the hereafter is not going to be made in the hereafter. The place to make the goodness of the hereafter is in this world. In this world, through his akhlaq, through his salat, through his zakat, through his ibadat, through his performance of nafafil, tahajjud, ishraq, or whatever ibadat tawfiq he gets, through his charities, through obeying Allah Ta'ala and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the person makes his akhirat. Akhirat is made here in this world. Akhirat is not made in the akhirat. We have to make it here. So this person, through his good akhlaq, he reaches those stages of the people who are making tahajjud, staying awake at night, they're fasting, keeping a lot of nafil fast. So this person with his good character and good akhlaq, he reaches those stages. How simple and easy deen is. But as I said, that is where the whole problem lies in our society today. That every person is angry. Husbands are angry. Wives are angry. Children are angry. Parents are angry. Neighbors are angry. The black is angry. The white is angry. The brown is angry. Everybody is angry. And in that anger, after that, we say a lot of things. We do a lot of things, which create a lot of friction and problems. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, as we discussed that first hadith also, that it is from the amal of Jannat, good akhlaq and good character, it is from the amal of Jannat. But it has to be done with some kind of effort. It won't just come like that. The person will have to humble himself. He will have to take the bitter pill. It's not easy. Sometimes his pride won't allow him to ask for forgiveness or to say I'm sorry or to realize also that he is wrong. Now there is one issue which is so common these days, and that is also where akhlaq comes into play. Therefore, in the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, لا يجرمنكم شنآن قوم على ألا تعدلوا اعدلوا هو أقرب للتقوى. Now I'm not going into any details. The 5 minutes that I have, I just want to explain to you that how this is to be looked at very carefully. That the moment there is some kind of argument between two people, then immediately we look at who are the two parties that are engaged in this argument. We just look at, from the outside, who is it now that is engaged in this argument. So on the one side is our dear beloved child, and on the other side is somebody that we don't like. Somebody that we have had a problem with in our business, in our dealings, whatever it may be. So without listening to any argument from both sides, without any evidence, we will come to the conclusion that my child is definitely right. If there is a fight or there is an argument between black and white, then we will immediately come to the conclusion that it is the black person that is at fault. We will immediately come to that conclusion. Or it will be the other way around, that if it's a white person, then he will think that it's definitely the other way around. So we don't look at the issue at all. We will just come to a conclusion. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that don't let the dislike for a community cause you to divert from justice. Iyadilu, be just. That is closer to taqwa. So this is akhlaq that the person must first find out. Almost every night we are hearing in the different masajid, there are arguments amongst children outside, they're fighting or they're doing something wrong. And the parents will step in, they won't even find out who is wrong, who is right, but they will take the part of the child. And then some serious issues take place. So this is where akhlaq comes in. A good character would demand that you calm both of them down and listen to them. Yes, what is the problem? And if you think that it is your child that is at fault, then you call your child one side and tell him, look, apologize, you are at fault. And if some damage has been done to somebody's car, then if the child is mature enough and is working and he's got enough money too, then he'll make him pay for it. And if not, then assist him to pay. But we have no right to support the child when we know that he is at fault. That is akhlaq. If we don't do these things, then no matter how much of namaz we make and zakat we give and everything, it is not going to help us. Akhlaq is extremely important. Go anywhere in the world and you will find the same problem. That we are not going to see who is at fault. We are just going to see, is the person related to me? Is he close to me? Is he my murid? Is he my business associate? Is he my colleague? Is he my sports fan? Whatever he is, as long as he is mine, I must support him, even though he does everything wrong in the world. So these are things that are preventing people coming into deen. And many, many people, believe me, many of them, Allah Ta'ala's fazl and ihsan, many have accepted Islam upon the hands of this insignificant one, white, black, Indian, quietly, but many of them. But I don't think it might be 1% or 2% that did not say what I'm saying to you now. He said that whatever you explain to us about Islam is very beautiful, and whatever you say should be the life of a Muslim is also very beautiful. And then they will say, but. And the moment they say, but, I know what's coming. So now before they say, I tell them that, look, you're accepting Islam, or if you're coming into the fold of Islam, then don't look at Muslims, what they are doing. You listen to what I am telling you and read in the books, and you must become an example. You must become an ambassador. You must become the true Muslim. But don't look at what the Muslim is doing and is not doing. Because just as the Muslim is doing a lot of wrong things, Christians are doing that too. Jews are doing it, Hindus are doing it, others are doing it. So don't look at the Muslim. Now what a sad situation. Whereas we should be saying, now you go out, you are a Muslim, so now you go out into the society of Muslims and choose any Muslim, whosoever's name is a Muslim name, whoever has a Muslim name. So now that you are my Muslim brother, go out into the society and deal with any Muslim, marry any Muslim, be the neighbor of any Muslim, travel with any Muslim, and inshallah you will see Islam. That is what we should have been saying. Yet what we have to say, look in the kitab. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me, give you, and give the ummah at large the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رحيم يا كريم يا ستار العيوب غفار الذنوب الله Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, loving, caring Allah. Forgive each and every one of us, forgive each and every one of us in this Mubarak month of Ramadan. When the rains of rahmat are pouring, when the rains of forgiveness are pouring, my beloved Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. In the light of day or darkness of nights, sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. My beloved Allah, forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. My beloved Allah, we are the major cause of people not coming into the fold of Islam. Ya Allah, people are distancing themselves from Islam. They are getting a completely distorted picture of the beautiful deen of Islam. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of our actions, our deeds, our akhlaq, our character, our behavior, our morals, our etiquettes. On this Mubarak day in the month of Ramadan, Ya Allah, we are extending our begging bowls and seeking from you a complete change in our lives. Bless us with complete reformation and a complete change. Give us the akhlaq and the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children, brothers and sisters, family members, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa. Ey mere Allah, ey mere Rahim Allah, Kareem Allah. Those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa. There are so many in hospitals, in clinics, so many have undergone operations, many will be undergoing operations. Ya Allah, there are so many amongst us who are sick and ailing. Give everyone complete shifa. Bless us with sihat, with afiyat, with salamati, with izzat, with barakat. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, arrogance, evil passions and desires. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are on journeys, make them reach the destination safely. My beloved Allah, those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. And those who have children who have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices and evils, may Allah bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Ah, mere Allah. Hamare haal par raham farma. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Bless us with the best of this world and the best of the hereafter. Don't seize us, my beloved Allah, because of our evil deeds and actions. When the time of our death comes, don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action. Take us to Madina Tayyibah. Bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyibah, with burial in Baqi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitna that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the good aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the day in the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, fulfill all their good wishes and good desires. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the sicknesses, diseases, the tests and the trials that each and every individual may be going through who has raised his or her hand before you on this Mubarak day in the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, remove those difficulties, remove those problems, remove that pain and suffering. Everything lies in your hand, my Allah. It is your decision that is above all decisions. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.